Gemara says that a shikor, somebody who's drunk, even less than drunk, shasa revius yayin, is al yoyre. You don't even have to be drunk. For tefillah, there's different levels of a shikor. Shasa revius yayin tefilosei teyeva, but it's still chal. But by hero, you're not supposed to paskin. L'maisa, the Gemara says in Erev that a person could be shikoris for loy miyayin. Could be shikor not from sleep. You could be stama abyssal shikor. So the emphasis is that Baruch Hashem, the Besura Tov is that my father is Baruch Hashem well, Chasdei Hashem. But last night when I was trying to get, I don't sleep much at night, a couple of short hours of sleep, so I got a call from my sister. My father fell, 2 a.m., and Atzola was there, and his head was blown up, and they had to take him to the hospital. So I went to the hospital with him. So I didn't have my normal short night sleep. So I'm a gedor of shikoyres. Baruch Hashem, he's home. He's fine. But, so Mamela, you should understand that what I'm telling you now is coming from somebody who's shikyo, abyssal shikyo. So you have to take that into consideration. But Baruch Hashem, today we're talking about something which is not really Hoiro L'maisa. Usually we talk Halacha L'maisa. We're talking about why Alanisim is not in the main Gimel. So it's less of a Hoiro. So maybe Abyssal Shikin, not such a problem. Right? So we started getting into the whole discussion yesterday, the debate. Oh, I also wanted to share with the Olam the Tzitz Eliezer, which I downloaded to the Olam. Because I don't know how much everybody has it here. So Taka is in Chelik Yudalit, which is where I remembered it to be. He says like this. He brings down Reb Chaim Palagi, and then he says that Reb Avraham Palagi says that Yitaka should say, L'haskimein amur l'chatchila. And then he says, Omnom maravu de baal vayan avrom alo yu agrach palaji posak besakine charife besefe moed kolchai de buchs mein gimu ein lahas kechane kupurim kemoi shekosav amaram valavush dos idos aval havayan vavrom omar. He mentions his father, and he says, "V'ilu hayoroye divrei Rav Yad Nehemon," who says that is a mila to say it. Hayonoye then oy bazoy, he would have avad. He would have been masked. He says, "Motzonu lagrach palagi b'sifrei alachoyim b'simitofreish pebeis shehevi divrei Yad Nehemon umasigolov." Umisayim va'acha kol zois divrei Rav Yad Nehemon t'murim b'yoyser. Chaim Palagi's son Vayan Avram says, if my father would have seen the Yad Nehemon, he would have said something different. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, he quotes him in another place, and he says that it's divrei Temon, the Yad Nehemon is dvarim t'murim, and not to be known. The Tamal of Vayan Avrom shall be some liboy lazois. It's a pelon of Vayan Avrom that he didn't realize that his father, he's saying if his father saw, his father saw, his father quoted him, and his father was masig on him. So it's very thin. This sheet is very thin. It's a Yad Nehemon. But even the Vayan Avrom, what he was standing on, this falls apart because it's mashma that he would not have been chaylik with his father. I think now we could say, ilu roa vayan avrom divrei oviv, he wouldn't have said that he himself would have been noyeg like his father. So there's very little sheet that's to rely on to mention. You have the Yad Nehemon Taka, who's a choshevihid, but rubam kekulam of all the achronim say not to. So now we have to understand, why not? Why Taka not? Why don't we say Askara Mein Amur? What's the problem? Why is it a problem? So, there's a Peladik Gaon. Last year, I taka saw that Rabbi Yerucham Olshin, Zol Zayin Gizun from Lakewood, he schwitzes on the Goyen also. He goes with a Zay Yeshiva Shigang to try to answer the Goyen. The Goyen is a Pella by us. If you look in Shulchan Aruch by us, the Shulchan Aruch brings down not to say, you know, that we don't mention it. And he says, because after Birchas HaMazon, it's Aruch Lask. Really, even Birchas HaMazon. It's just, it's Mitzvah HaMinig, V'kan Ein Minig. As I said to Goyen. The Mishabur quotes this Goyen. Mishabur here in Ilchus Birchas HaMazon. And also in Ilchus Mein Cholos, in Femin Reish Ches. He quotes this Goyen. And the Pella on the Goyen is, why is the Goyen giving us new reasons? This is found in the Rishonim, the Mahami Rattenberg, and they say the reason is because there's no place to put it. If you look in the Mahami Rattenberg, which is the marker of this thing, he says, Klar, there's no place to put it. He says, you can't put it there. He says, why? Kivon de leko haido. He says, lo yala levish laskiroi. The Mahami Rattenberg says, lo yala levish. There's no place to put it. Because you have to put it only b'hoidah. There's no place to put it. There is no hoidah in Alamich, except at the end, and there you can't be mafsik because it's main achasima. In the actual main sholosh, there's no bracha of noy delucha al-oritz. There's no place to put it. And the lashon of Rami Rattenberg is, lo yale alev ish, kivon deleko hoidah bebircha mein gimel ein mazkir. V'lochein ein lahazkir mu'ura b'chanek u'purin. Elo hecha diko hido kitfile. Does it? Faltik. This is the source. This is the source of not saying it. There's no earlier source, and l'chayr, there's no better source. So instead, the Goyen doesn't give us the reason of the Rishonim, which is not the derech of the Goyen. Not the derech of the Goyen. And really doesn't even answer the question. The Goyen says, because by benching, really, you don't have to say it. It's only a minik to say it. And by Mein Sholosh, there is no minik. Shkoyach. Why is there no minik? I understand. If the Goyen is talking to the Vayan Avrom, I understand. You, Yan Avrom, want to be Mechadish. That you should be not like the Shulchan Aruch. And you should say it anyway, like the Yad Ne'emon. So if the Goyen would be addressing the Vayan Avrom, I understand. First of all, your father didn't say it because in Arachayim he quotes the Yad Neman and argues. And number two, there's no Minik. Even by benching, it's only based on Minik. But the Goyen is not coming to answer the Yad Neman or the Yad Avrom. The Goyen is saying, what is the source? Why don't we say? And for that, the Goyen has a beautiful source from the Merami Rattenberg. Tagos Maimini, the original source. And over there they say the reason is because there's no noide. There's no oidor. And that's why loyala levish. That's a strong lashon to use. Loyala levish to say it. So why is the Goyen giving me different reasons? It's a pella. I'm a pella. If you want to add to the pella, you don't have to add to it because the pella is a pella al kopella. If you want to add to the pella, if you look at the Mishabur himself, in the Shaar HaTzion, he quotes the source from the Prima Gadim, who quotes the Merami Rattenberg. So he's quoting the Goyen, he's quoting the source, the Merami Rattenberg, which makes sense. Makes sense that in the Shaar HaTzion, he's quoting the original source, which is what the Mishabur does, B'chol Mokom. That's Darkei Shel HaMishabur. So that makes sense. So something we're missing here. Mashu Chaser. So I always felt that Avada the Goyen is not chaylik with anything here. The Goyen is like a shlemus to the Merami Rattenberg. The Goyen is being mashlem. He's not coming to say, I have a different reason than Merami Rattenberg, and then he pretty much doesn't even give us a reason. He kemat doesn't give us a reason. He says, there's no minik. He says, there's no minik. It's not, what's pshat? So I want to tell you like this. This Indian Mesubach, because really, the Indian of saying Al-Anisim is on Chanukah, the most chashuv. The most chashuv. If I can't, the Al-Anisim is a chelik of the Takonos HaYom Tov. And that's how Rashi brings it down. They were misakin Chanukah, as you may, not also be Melocha, But days that use halal voidos or trashi, ala nisim. So it should be the most choshev askar. On Hanukkah, it should be the most choshev askar. Ala nisim. Even though the Gemara debates whether you say it in benching, you don't say it in benching. The Gemara has a whole debate. You have to know why. Svasemes talks about it. You don't know why the Gemara even has a debate about it. Right? It's halal voidos. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal learned that that's the reason the Brisker Rav says it mefurish. Briskerov, Rav Shlomo Zalman have one mahalach in that regard, that when it says, when the Gemara says, the Gemara doesn't mention Ner Hanukkah, right? And the Rishonim don't say Ner Hanukkah in the Iker Takana, so the Briskerov says very simple. If you look at the Rambam does bring down, not like Rav Shlomo Katz, that Rav Shlomo Katz wants to be Mechadish, there was no Takana to light the menorah Bechlal. When the Beis Hamikdash was around. The Rambam says, Claude, there was. Neize eskinu chachomim, sheboise ador, l'shona acheres, that they should go and light Ner Hanukkah. So the Rambam says, not like, but the Rambam says, they were mesakin that these days should be yimei halal voidor. So the Brisker Rav and Rav Shlomo Zalman both say, the essence of Hanukkah is yimei halal voidor. That's the essence of the day. It's not like a Yom Tov. It's the essence of the day. It's not Yimei Hadlaka. It's not days of lighting. You happen to light. But it's not days of lighting. It's days of praise. It's Yimei, that's what it is. That's the essence of what Hanukkah is. It's Yimei Halal Voidor. The Brisker Rav says it, and Shlomo Zalman says it, that is what it's about. So it raises the perplexity of why we don't say it in Me'ein Shalosh. We need that for something more than a Brisker Rav. We need something a little more than a Brisker Rav. There is a Brisker Rav in the Brisker Agoda that's found based on a Rabbeinu Yonah that Me'ein Shalosh, the bracha of Me'ein Shalosh, I'm only sharing with you because there's a lot of Choshev Yidden that say this. That Me'ein Shalosh, and that's not Vaita, not the Maram Rottenberg. That's not what the Maram Rottenberg is saying, which is really the original source. But the Brisker Rav says that it's not his word alone. The Rabbeinu Yonah says that Me'ein Shalosh only has in it those things that are bracha. Bracha related items. Things that Chazal will misaken a bracha on. Those are the things that Me'ein Shalosh has. And Hanukkah, the halva, the alanisim of Hanukkah, wasn't something that they were misaken in the Be'etzim in the Madbeya bracha. And that's why it's not in the place where we normally put the Me'ein Amura in the bracha of Bani Yerushalayim. And therefore, it's not found in the Me'ein Shalosh, which only captures those things that are chelik of the bracha. As I zokt, the Brisker Rav. That's what's found in the Brisker Agoda, b'shem the Brisker Rav, and many of the Talmidim of the Brisker Rav say that, to explain why it's not there. What? No, Alamichya basically is only those things that are chelik of the Madbeya Brocha. So the Alamichya, the Brocha Me'ein Shalosh, captures only those things which are the essence of the Brocha. In fact, I have a Brisker Agoda. I could actually get it for you. The Brisker Agoda, he says it over there, by Nirtza. Right, let me get it. It's by Nirtza, the Brisker Agoda. Let's go to Nirtza. Hold the tikkun loyma as kolos meimahora bebrochas mein gimel avi mishun de birch samozen kivei abrocha laatzmoi v'chol ma shekivei abrocha laatzmoi bebirch samozen tikkun lo bebirchas mein gimel tavi keim birch samozen ma shenkin chanukah purim lo tikkun loyma meinamura mishun de gam bebirch samozen zekivei abrocha laatzmoi. Haskos mein amur by Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you didn't say it, you have to make a separate bracha. Shenosa an Shabbos is v'yamim toivim. It has a bracha. So the Brisker Rav is learning only those things which are bracha worthy. Me'ein Shalosh captures. You understand? Only that's what Chazal will misaken. Mashenkin something that's not bracha worthy. Kigoin Chanuk and Purim. If you didn't say Alanisim. First of all, not only is not ma'akev benching, there's no bracha. You don't make a bracha ashenosa on Chanuk and Purim. It's not bracha worthy. Since it's not bracha worthy, they didn't put it into Alanis. Into main shalosh. Azoy vashteit ebriskevot. Ashen ebriskevot, right? But I have to say, the Yad Nemon and the V'yan Avrom's taina is very stark. So what? I understand not ma'akev. I understand you don't have to mention it. But lo maloi, especially since the whole day is you may halu voido, why not? Why not mention it? It's a maila. The Yad Neman is not saying it's ma'akev. He's just saying it's a maila. Why not mention it? What's the... What? No, but hagufa. I'm going, why Chazal? They're saying that Chazal never said to do it. But Vayana Avram is Taina, he's asking Lamais to say it. I'm saying, Meikra Dedina, why didn't Chazal Taka say? Good, normally in Ala Nisim, we're not trying to capture Harachamans. We're not trying to capture things. But this is the whole Yom Tov is Halav Oidah. You should know a bigger Kiddush. The Hamik Shaila, the Netziv Mivalojan, when he talks about the Shaila on Purim, if there's a Chiv Pass, the whole Shaila, he says in the Shiltas that there's a Chiv to eat bread, not because the Suda requires bread. There's a Chiv to eat bread to be able to bench, to be able to say Al Anisim. The Hamik Shaila in the Shiltas. You have to eat bread in order to be able to bench, in order to be able to say Alanis in the bench. Chanukah is no chiv suda b'chal. Yeah. That's part of what we're debating. That's not the answer. It's the punkt. So I'm going to tell you another big problem, which is a very big problem in understanding b'chamozin. Bechlal, Tchila Suda, Soif Suda, Chanuk and Purim, look, I'll be that. It's another big problem, another big storm. And that is, if we go here in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Brachos HaMazon, so let's go to Kuf Peches, and Shulchan Aruch says, Hoye Oichel, somebody was eating, for Yotze Shabbos. Right? It happens every week, right? Especially if you daven in my shul and you eat Shal Shulis with me, right? I never, by the time I finish the Medrash Pliya and the Drosha, it's already after the Zman. Yeah? Anybody comes to the Shal Shudas, the Sof of the Kibul, they know. Shom Tehei Kvurashem. They know it. Right? Which makes me feel good. There is a minyan 50 minutes after Shkia by me and Shul, no matter what. So whoever comes to Shal Shudas knows they're coming to Dalton, to Bagrob. You ain't here Bagrob every week, Dalton. So he says. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if Shabbos goes out, Mazkir Shul Shabbos beBrachas HaMazon. I'm sure you're all noeg like that, not like the Rosh. You're not noeg like the Rosh. You're noeg like the Shulchan Aruch, that if Shabbos extends, you say, Ritzei. Azay zok the Shulchan Aruch. Zok the Shulchan Aruch. V'hu adin l'Rosh Chodesh Purim v'Chanuk. This is also applicable. To Rosh Chodesh, Purim, Chanukah. Ad kan divrei Shulchan Aruch. The Mogen Avraham brings down a Shlo. The Shlo HaKadosh argues, disagrees. The Shlo HaKadosh says like this. Zok the Mogen Avraham here, Sifkot Yudches, Ushlo Posak, the Be'elu Kivon Shein Mitzvah B'Toysfoson Lo Yazkim. Zok the Mogen Avraham that the Shlo holds in order to go bus with Tchila Suda, you need to be able to say, B'yoyim, HaShabbos HaZeh. It's a good taina. Good you're going basa tchila sude. So the tchila sude was machayiv me to say ritzei. But lamaisa, what am I saying in ritzei? Ritzei vachli tzeinu. B'yom ha-Shabbos. Saying this Shabbos. It's not Shabbos. Zok the shalom, you could say it by Shabbos because there's a mitzvah toysis. But be'elu, on Rosh Chodesh, on Chanukah and Purim, can't do that. She'ein mitzvah betoysis, lo yaskia. Zok the Morgan Avrom, v'chein hu b'tshuvas ramo b'simin kuf lamed bey she'ktsas noyhagim kein. V'onu eilonu ala divri ha'shulchan aruch. Yeah. We only have the Shulchan Aruch, what the Shulchan Aruch passes. Oh no, Eilon will divrei HaShulchan Aruch. Yeah. If you look at the Mishabui here on the spot, he brings down the same thing that Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, and Purim, we go like the Shulchan Aruch. Yimazki, Yalav, Yalav. And Alanis. Now there's a whole tumult, against the tumult, on Purim Taka, if you daven Marv in the middle. I get that Shiloh often. Somebody daven in the middle, and then they continue the meal. Do they? Do they not? Whatever. That's a separate debate. So Lamaise, the Bach frekta kasha. He says, I don't understand. He says, the Rosh holds that you don't even say Ritzei, not Alanisim, not Yalav Yovei. The Rosh holds, if you're benching after Shabbos, if you're benching after Rosh Chodesh, if you're benching after Purim, you don't say the Askor. You don't say it. You don't go Basat Chilus. He says, I don't understand. Zok the Bach. The Rosh holds you don't. Dagos Maimini argues, and he says that Pur Sudas Pur Manim Sheches Maskel Anisim. Vabes Yosef Lomad Midvorov Duadin B'Shabbos Lingin Askoros Ritzei. So it comes out, there's no difference between Shabbos and Purim. It should be the same. Not only it should be the same, the Shulchan Aruch itself, the Rava, Harava Beis Yosef, when he paskins, not like the Rosh holds, you don't go Basat Chilusud. You go by when you're benching. Right? The Beis Yosef, when he comes out of Halacha, not like the Rosh, he brings Agos Maimini. And that Gos Maimon is found in Rabbi Yochanan's Purim. That by Purim, you know, like that. He says, "Frak the Bach, the Shulchan Aruch b'Simitofrish Tadi Yosef Gimel Levi Beis Days. Imischel Suda by Yom v'Nimshcha b'Layla Oima Al Nisan v'Yeshayimim Shein Loim Roy. Im Kain Amai Kan Sosam v'Lo Yehivi Sheyesh Cholkim b'Ze." So the Bach has a bomb. Why did the Shulchan Aruch not bring down a Yesh Cholkim? Over here, especially since the whole mokar that you go basa tchila suda is from Purim, according to the Beis Yosef himself. So Bekitzer, the mokar he brings down a Yesh Cholkim, and by Shabbos, which is learned from the mokar, he doesn't bring down a Yesh Cholkim. That's question number one, the Bach. Then the Bach comes with a pel al kopel. Zok the Bach, void, sure, from Reish Ayin Aleph. She posak shema Shulchan Aruch, him goma sudusa, v'kodesh hayoim, kodesh shebech b'rich samozen, mevorech b'rich samozen, v'tzorech lahaske shol Shabbos b'rich samozen, af al pishim mevorech kodem kiddish. Zok to Ramo, v'yesh oimim de'enim haske shol Shabbos, tazlin abos et chilo sudeh. Mam Shapel. You had a Bach's kasha. Over there you're going Basar Hashta. Make up your mind. Do you go Basar Tchilasud? Do you go Basar Hashta? So in Hilchos Purim, you bring down a Yeshay. That's actually the source that you go Basar Tchilasud. There you bring 2 days. Shabbos is learned from Purim. By Shabbos, you bring it down like Alocha Pesukah. And you bring down Chanukah and Purim, Basat Chilasuda, without a Chaylik. In Reish Ayin Aleph, that's in Ilchus Brich Samozen. In Reish Ayin Aleph, you bring it down that if you finish the meal on Shabbos, a meal that you started before, even if you didn't yet make Kiddush, you say Ritzeh. That means we don't go Basar Tchila Suda, we go Basar Hashta. I'm just a stira. Mogen Avram's only solution to this stira, if you look at the Mogen Avram, is that the Shulchan Aruch had a Sofik. She's not mashing like that, Bechlal. Again, in Tofresh, Tadi Enuchus Purim, Taka Mashma like that. Brings on a stam and a yeshemrim. In Hilchus Brichas Hamozen, in Hilchus Brichas Mein Sholosh, not Mashma, the Shulchan Aruch had any kind of suffix. You tell me the Shulchan Aruch had a suffix, the Mogen Avraham wants to say. And therefore, when you have Basar Tchila Suda, right? So then, when Basar Tchila Suda is going to be a Chumrah, like Suda Shabbos that goes into Matzah Shabbos, then you say Ritzeh. And when you have a Sudas Choyl that went into Shabbos, then you also say Ritzeh. Because maybe we go Basar Hashta, not Basar Tchila Suda. As I said to Mogen Avraham. So there's countless Achronim that are Maflia, Haflever fell on the Mogen Avraham. That it's mamish a pella she'enkomoyu. This Mogen Avraham. Why is it a pella? It's not a chumra. First of all, number one, you're making a hefsek. So it's true, we spoke b'di'evid, not ma'akev, but you're being mafsek in the middle of a brocha. Why is that a chumra? But, by me, the bigger kasha was that the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you go basar hashtun, you have to say ritzei. Right? L'chayra comes out that if somebody didn't say Ritzeh, then I yaitzeh. They have to bench again. If it's only a sofek, so that's a kula. You tell me to make a bracha. Elamai, you want to tell me, no, the Shulchan Aruch is only saying mikoyach sofek, and therefore, then the Shulchan Aruch should tell me that. Rabbi Nidal Makula. The Shulchan Aruch didn't just throw out a chumra. Shulchan Aruch told me a din, which could be a tremendous kula. Why didn't the Shulchan Aruch tell me that? It's Merafi Sigur. How could the Mogen Avraham say that he had a chumra in both directions? So again, this is not my kasha. You can look here in the Birkei Yosef. Many Gedolei Achronim is the kasha. Shari Yeshua is the kasha. Many Gedolei Achronim is this kasha. What are you talking about? It's a hefsik. And it's a shalom brachol vatolim. It's a bigger kasha. What's the tzachta? The Ben Ishchai talks about this also, but okay, this is not for now. What, it's 225? Okay, I have to go into a third day. I'm sorry. Okay, it's better because tomorrow won't be, hopefully, Shikyo.